Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused.
Sweet dreams with Maddie. Ow!
You said that so like, sweet dreams with Maddie.
Well, it was. This is... Maddie is like...
The awkwardest show ever.
This is
sexy.
Simply the awkward. Or awkward the best. I don't know.
Awkward the best. What are you like?
Awkward the best.
Are you trying to be like Yoda? Like that was like what I got from that.
Awkward the best. It's not my my fault that everyone is turning in these sexy songs as their best songs. They're like all little sex kittens. I mean, look at Maddie here with it. But beyond just like it being sexy, I love her mixing on this. I think is so awesome. I love that haunting, the ooze, that pan. Like, ooh, and they're like going from one ear to the other. I love that's like one of my favorite things of this song. And it's just so, and I love that it's, this is from, dang it, I don't remember what this is from. I know it's
Cover It.
I want to say it's from Cover It, but I also want to say it's possibly from something else. I don't remember. But
well,
it's a cover
I've heard
version.
It before.
Yeah,
it's not from Sing It.
It's not from Sing It.
Mm-mm.
Is it from The Voice? I think it's from The Voice.
Oh, it could was be. Maddie on The Voice?
I'm pretty sure Maddie was on. I don't remember. I'm drawing a blank. The sexy is blinding me. I'm being blinded by sexy. But it's very Cover It though, and she was like so awesome on Cover It. Like she's so good at these cover.
Oh yeah, she definitely was on The Voice.
Like this is so just awesome.
It was so funky. I like love this version that you did. I've definitely heard this before.
It's so just haunting and entertaining to listen to. It's another one of those like relaxing kind of things.
Yeah, it was, but it's like haunting, relaxing. Did you just say it was haunting?
Yes.
Okay. You kind of cut out and you were like, it was like really relaxing. And I was like, did you say haunting?
My connection doesn't always. But it'll sound good on my end because I'm the one recording.
Heyo.
Always a boss.
Sweet.
So Cassie, another one, another first time here for you or not?
No. I've heard this one.
Really?
Before.
Are you
really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cassie listens to more things than like a lot of new people do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of you, Cassie. You've heard a lot
of
good songs.
More stuff than old people do.
Yeah. You've heard.
And I don't mean like old people, like, but I'm
zing.
It's like, yes, what?
Yeah.
Buzzinga.
Veterans, quote unquote.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to put it.
Indeed. But yeah, awesome, Maddie. I love this. One of my favorites. I don't know, like, if this is my favorite song she's ever done, or if Toxic is my favorite song she's ever done.
Ooh, I don't think I've heard that one.
Oh, you need to listen to Maddie's Toxic.
Ooh, I will.
It's so good.
That is from Cover It.
Ooh.
That is
from
Cover
It.
Is it? Honey, back in January, I believe.
Ooh,
plug.
Plug
it. I'm not sure if it's January or February it's coming back. It's coming back sometime in the winter season.
Oh, okay.
Coming back after Popluck. Let's just say it.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what it is. After Popluck, it comes back. But yeah, so good job, Maddie. Getting closer to the end. Coming up next is Omi.
All right.
Fried Onan.
Oh, yeah. To turn and tables.
where love is lost, your ghost is found. I breathe 100 storms to leave you. As hard as I try, no, I will never be knocked down. I can't keep up with your turning tables under your thumb. I can't breathe. So I won't let you close enough to hear me. No, I won't ask you, you to just. Turning tables, and turning tables. Next time I'll be braver, I'll be my own savior. When the thunder calls for me, next time. And I won't let you close enough to hurt me. No, I won't ask you, you to just desert me. I can't give you what you think you gave me. It's time to say goodbye to turning tables, to turning tables.
Omi is turning tables on us.
Oh my god.
I think that's a euphemism.
My table has just been turned.
Oh, now question though. Has Rochelle, your table, has it been turned from like lengthwise to widthwise or upside down?
Oh, I just thought it turned like 180, like did like a 180 degrees because I had imagined a circular table.
Oh, see, I'm thinking like, you know, like a long table, like a reception table.
Yeah.
Or see, a kitchen table.
Like a circular table. And he like spun it.
Oh yeah.
Like a lazy Susan.
Wee! God, I feel so bad for Susan. Like, I don't know what she did to be labeled so lazy by like millions of people worldwide.
Oh my god, this show has the most random stuff on it already. It's like the first episode. I love it.
Fun facts. Susan was lazy.
So Omi, at first when I was listening to this, I was like, oh wait, have I ever heard this before? But then I remember I did hear this. I listened to this when it was in Hit Singles.
What was this from? Because I don't think
this was not on a show. This was, who was this by? I forget who this is. He was going through like a heavy covering point, and I think that they covered this on Glee, and he was like, I love that song! So he covered it.
I thought it was Adele.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, it is Adele. Okay, then this was during the Adele craze. When Omi was like, I'm covering another Adele song. Look at me, I'm Omi, I'm covering another Adele song. And then Cookies and Ari were up to said, like, we're covering Adele songs too. And Omi was like, I'm gonna cover another Adele song, so are we. Like,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Adele.
Oh my gosh.
I've like just been getting into this
Adele phase.
Yeah.
You're reaching.
I just like recently have started like, because like I was really sick of her because she was always on the radio and like everybody on VH was covering her, and I was like, ugh, I'm done with Adele. And now that she's kind of died down, and I've like, I don't know, I've had a rekindling with Adele.
That's good because she's pretty awesome.
She is. She's so pretty.
Pretty awesome. And this was pretty awesome too, Omi, except for one thing. And you know what I'm going to say before I even say it.
I know what Ambie's gonna say. I don't know why you would turn this into a show that Ambie was on, because we all know this about Ambie.
You're puffs! Omi, you're killing me! You're killing me, Smalls! You're killing me!
You're killing us, Smalls!
You're killing me, Smalls!
You're killing us, Smalls!
You're killing me, Pride! I still love, like, the performance of it, though, but for the love of God, get a pop screen! I still love the performance of it, though. I think this is an amazing performance. And see, that's
Omi's another one of those people who's improved so much.
See, that's the sad thing about your puffs, is your songs, Omi, are some of the best songs I have ever, ever, ever heard on VH. But then you're listening to it, and you're getting so into it, and you hear a puff, and it's like, it takes you right out of it. And like, oh, your songs are so awesome. Like, this is awesome. It kills me. You're killing me, Smalls. Cassie, have you anything to say? Me and Michelle keep, like, going off on our little tangents, and Cassie's just like, they scare me in the corner.
Cassie's like, ugh, these biddies, they suck.
Sorry. I think I broke myself.
Well, at least we didn't do it. For the record, I'll hear that Cassie broke herself. Ambie and Rochelle Euler did not do it.
But you people, well, like you say things. It's like you say things, and it's like, yeah.
It's like, how can I possibly top that crazy ass comment that just came out of Ambie's mouth?
That's how I feel all the time. How can I top Ambie?
Yes, yes, indeed. How can you top her?
That's my other new show coming out.
Wow, wow.
Ew! Ow! Stop making my show dirty!
Or you do that all by yourself, baby.
Simply the best.
Yes, it is indeed.
Oh, this is going in a far different direction than I ever anticipated for. This is why this is like the test show.
It's Omi's fault. It's Omi's fault with his table turning.
He turned the tables on my show. Thanks, Omi. Thanks. Thanks. My table is now on its side. That was I'm leaving that
it
silence
like
in
that
there.
Time you fell out of a chair.
I did not fall out of the chair, okay? For the record, everyone that listens to Ambie Falls Out of a Chair on VH, I did not fall out of the chair. I had a pile of stuff next to my computer desk that had a box of Reese's Pieces on the top of it, and all of it fell onto the ground next to me, and I was like, shit, oh shit! I did not fall out of my chair. A pile of shit fell onto the floor. And that is the record set straight.
Aww.
We're talking a lot more than we're critiquing in this show.
I feel like this show is kind of like secretly a podcast.
That's what I was thinking. It's kind of turning into like a podcast meets with songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A podcast meets songs meets competition.
I like it.
Me too.
Have we anything else to say about King of Puffs Omi before we move on to the next person?
No.
I forgot if I said if I liked it or not. Well, for the record, I did.
Good.
He's like, yes. I like how he goes all high. And I didn't know it was an Adele song, but
yeah, that's why I didn't really picture this as an Adele song when I heard it, because he sings it so falsetto-y, like, and Adele is so like deep and throaty and stuff. So like, Omi makes things his own. Just another awesome thing about him and his covers of things.
Yes.
Thumbs up on me. All right. Coming up next, then, we're down to our last two.
Holy shit.
Coming up next is Olivia.
Olivia.
Take time to realize that your warmth is crashing down on it. Take time to realize that I am on your side. Didn't I tell you? But I can't spell it out for you. No, it's ever gonna be that simple. If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'd never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we never have to wonder if we missed out on each other. Take time to side. Didn't I tell you? Take time to realize this all can pass you by. Didn't I tell you? But I can't spell it out. It's never gonna be that simple. No, I can't spell it out for you. If you just realize what I just realized, then we'd be perfect for each other and we'd never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we never have to wonder if we missed out on each other. It's not all the same. Just realize that we'd be perfect for each other and we never find another. Just realize what I just realized, we never have to wonder. Just realize what I just realized. If you just realize what I just realized.
Viena with Realize from Best of the Rest, I believe.
Yeah.
I thought
coming
so.
Coming in January.
Plugging all over the place. Team HCOE will be on it this season.
Yeah. It will.
Yeah.
And Team Star is returning once again.
Who's
the reigning champ?
Do you know who's going to replace Monica yet?
Yes, Garnet. Sorry.
I feel like I already knew that.
Yeah, it's been that was announced a while ago.
Okay. I just didn't remember that. Monica, come home.
That's, we miss you.
Miss you. We miss you.
Come miss home. You.
Miss you.
Miss you.
Miss you. Miss you. Okay. So Olivia Yena. This was one of my favorite songs that she did on Best of the Rest. So I was really glad that she submitted this because
this is one of my favorite songs she's
in. Yeah, I really love it. And I love Olivia. This is the style, like much like I said earlier with like Valk and how that like Celtic-y style is like her style. I think this is kind of Oliviana's best style. That kind of slightly country slow song. A little bit of a twang to it. I think that's
like it's kind of like indie
country?
Like indie acoustic spooky
kind of stuff. I think that this genre, whatever it may be, or style, is just, like, so well-fitted for Olivia's voice. Because she's got this kind of mellowness to her when she sings, and it just, her voice really shines on songs like this. I love it. It's just, like, it was so relaxing to listen to, and, like, the flow of it, and so on and so forth. Love. And, of course, the question of the reoccurring question every time, Cassie, have you heard this song before?
What will my answer be?
I'm gonna
build the suspense.
Can we guess? I'm gonna say you have not heard this before.
No, I don't think she has either.
You would both be correct.
Yay, I'm smarter than a fifth grader.
I enjoy this. I love it when people make me enjoy songs that the originals I don't really like. And I mean, the original of this, I just, I'm like, meh. But like, I'm like, she's like pleasant voice, yay.
Did you just say you? Oh, for a second there.
She said she had a pleasant voice, yay.
Okay, because she said, the way she said something else, I thought she said some, the way she said something there, it sounded a little bit like something else. Which would go into the theme of the show and being very awkward, so I'm not going to say it because I don't want to make this awkward, because this was a very nice, mellow performance, and I don't want to do that to
Olivia. You just have a dirty, dirty mind.
Well, look at my company I'm keeping, Cassie. Rochelle Yeller's in the room.
Ruining Olivia's beautiful song.
Like, you can't ruin Olivia's song, though, because it was awesome.
I loved it, as I'm
looking through this, like, it's gonna be hard, like, ranking people tonight, which after the next song I will explain how exactly we're awarding, like, winner quote unquote or not winner quote unquote. I'll explain that after the next song, because we still have one more song left to go.
Woohoo.
Yeah, people have questions as to, like, what's going on with that whole thing, even though, like, we're being, like, all, like, happy joy with everything. We are actually ranking these as we're going through, even if we aren't, like, saying, like, it's better than this person or that person. In our own minds, we're each ranking them, so that's how.
Yes, I'm doing it on a Word document.
I'm doing it on a notepad document.
I'm a WordPad, excuse me.
Yeah.
Either way.
Like an actual notebook?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so cute!
Old school pen and paper. How very Zelina on HCOE of you.
I do sing it in a notebook. All my shows I tend to do on the computer, but
other shows that you were on.
Yeah, I think when I was doing what's that show I was doing, Entertain Us, like, Blackjack was like, he was like, he kept getting on my case for writing stuff down on a notebook, so I'm like, okay, fine, fuck it, I'll start typing it.
Love.
Blackjack is giving you shit.
Well, speaking of Blackjack, this is actually kind of a segue into our last one, because our last one is not Blackjack, but it's Copper, who in many ways is like Blackjack, because they were both, like, the rappers of VH.
Oh my god, water just came out of my nose. But, like, speaking of Blackjack, next is Copper, who's not Blackjack.
She was like...
I actually think I heard it.
Oh my god. Oh, that kind of hurt, actually.
Well, it could have been worse. It could have been soda.
Yeah.
And then it would sting. And that would be fun. So last up for tonight, and then we're going to be doing, you know, rankings and stuff, and yay! Is, once again, Copper, who is not Blackjack.